Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, or Apple Podcast. Or as always, you can head on over to the website, AmericaOutLoud.com, and check out the articles and podcast. And please share those on social media. Rob and I have a lot to talk about tonight. There's a lot in the news, including the Republicans are finally starting an investigation on communist China and the origins of COVID-19. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee say there is significant circumstantial evidence that this COVID-19 outbreak stemmed from a leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, urging the federal government to put more pressure on China to allow for a full, credible investigation into the source of the global pandemic. If you remember correctly, when this pandemic came out, a lot of people were saying it's from some of the food that the Chinese eat, like bats and whatnot. But the more and more we find out, it was actually members of our own government and billionaires here in our own country that funded the origins behind this virus. People like Bill Gates, people behind, like the liberal darling Dr. Fauci, were behind this Wuhan lab. I never believed that it was from eating bats that caused this virus. What did you make, Rob, of the early goings of COVID-19? Did you think that it could be from eating a bat that would spread this virus?
You know, I was a little, I think I straddled the fence, bat or the virus. Although they were saying that someone might have eaten a bat, you know, some wild game or whatnot, food, not game, but food, exotic food, I still believe or thought that it still came from a lab. And my thoughts were that whoever worked at the lab probably went to the wet market and the virus jumped from them to some animal or, you know, delicacy that the Chinese like to eat. It is possible that it's both. That they went to the lab, went to the wet market, and they have a lot of wet markets with all these exotic animals that they're eating. So, like I said, I kind of straddled the fence, but I still felt that it also came from the lab, that the genesis was from the lab. So, and at this point, I don't really care if it came from the lab or the wet market. My concern is it came from China. Dr. Fauci and a lot of billionaires probably helped to fund it. Now, not too long ago, they were talking about this on the Hill, and they were putting questions to Dr. Fauci as to whether or not he directed money for the experimentation of this virus. And he did a lot of wordsmithing and saying, well, no, I didn't. Okay, well, you didn't fund it directly, but some company that you had created that had created another company, you directed funds there, knowing fully well what those funds were going to be used for. So that's the issue that I have here. And, you know, this all this going to the Hill and testifying, it looks really nice. It makes the people think that our elected officials are fighting for us. But in actuality, it's just a bunch of crock because nothing ever gets done. They lie, they wordsmith, and unfortunately, the media that jumps on everything else, don't break it down. They don't break it down and say, okay, our viewers, please understand that although he's saying that he didn't do it, you do realize that he's not saying that the company that he created, which created another company, got funds to do experimentation or to do testing. That's where we fall short because you've got to really dig into it. And it is a responsibility of the journalists to do it. You would think that Congress would do it also. So, but they don't. They sit there and they pontificate and they leave all these glaring questions there, these holes, and people are thinking, okay, he answered the question, so he had nothing to do with it. No, he didn't answer the question. He did a lot of wordsmithing to make you think that he answered the question. So, yeah, I straddle the fence, but I do believe that, you know, it could have been a little of both, but mainly from the lab to the wet market, and then it just went from there.
Yeah, if this investigation comes through and it does prove that it came from the lab, I'd like to see some of these people held responsible, like a Bill Gates, like a Dr. Fauci, who were directing money to this Wuhan lab. Their freak science experiments killed millions of people. They should be held directly responsible, as should communist China and anyone that had anything to do with this origins of this virus, where we are now going even more and more into debt, trillions of dollars into debt. And you know who's buying our debt bonds? Communist China. They continue to benefit from this pandemic that they released on the world.
And they will continue to benefit from this pandemic because people are afraid to point the finger at communist China. We're not saying the Chinese people, so please don't get it twisted. But we are saying the Chinese government, the guy at the top, Xi Jinping, we're saying him. Okay, we're saying that he is responsible, as well as Dr. Fauci. And that is the reason why a lot of these billionaires are so quiet, like Bill Gates. Who is Bill Gates? If you think back when this thing first happened, he was out at the forefront talking about what we should do and what we shouldn't do. Even before then, Bill Gates was talking about a pandemic hitting the country. So he begs the question, what did he know and when did he know it? We're too afraid to go after these people because they have all these lawyers that will defend them or that will hide and protect them. But it's time to get serious because as we see now, they don't care about this country. They want to make America the Shangri-La. They want to use America as the template or the shiny beacon as to how the rest of the world should be. But in the process, they're stepping all over our civil liberties, putting us at harm's risk, allowing these viruses, virulence, to come here and attack our people. You cannot make me believe that China did not do this on purpose. And as I've said previously, I think this is a biological warfare. Yes, I think that Fauci and his henchmen and his company down the road, that created company, helped to fund this. But I think China also had an ulterior motive that, hey, let them fund this, let them get this started. And of course, we will, you know, somehow let it get out there and it will affect Americans. And so it did. So you have hundreds of people dying, millions of people that have died around the world because of China, while we're fighting amongst ourselves, not calling out China. Just imagine if all these countries were to get together and say, China, you caused this. We're going to stop doing business with you. But they won't do it because they want to get into the China market. And that's what this guy is constantly dangling in front of their face, the carrot. If you want my market, this is what you've got to do. Screw their market. We're more concerned about our own people. Why are we kowtowing to China and their market? And even when we go to their market, they don't play fair. And it's not a developing country anymore. Why haven't we removed them from that list? Why are we still saying that they're a developing country? This is insane. This has got to stop. It's got to stop. But China knows that China knows that people are afraid to stand up to them. So they will continue doing this, Andrew. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. And we've had something really interesting happen here in the last few weeks, ever since this Israel and Hamas-Palestine conflict has arose. We see in our country now, there is a whole section of people who support the terrorist organization, including Black Lives Matter, and including people like AOC, Omar, and Tlaib, who keep shouting borderline anti-Semitic rhetoric, who is basically triggering people against the Jewish community. And just recently, we've seen this in L.A., as people were, a Jewish faction was dining in L.A., and a pro-Palestinian group came by and started throwing things at them. And then all of a sudden they got out and a huge brawl broke loose. Remember when President Trump was president, the media acted like all of this, these hate crimes and this uptick in racism was all President Trump's fault. And if they could vote him out, it would all go away. And what we have seen is the opposite. Things are only getting worse under Joe Biden. And as I said, people like AOC, Omar, and Tlaib are basically just pouring gas on the fire to rile up these Palestinians who are now out in LA attacking Jewish people.
They don't care about Jews. They don't care about Americans. Here's my take on it. AOC should have never been voted or allowed to step foot on the Hill. Ilhan Omar, the same. Rashid Tlaib, exact same thing. And she confronted Joe Biden not too long ago, telling him, I need for you to do something about this in Israel, because my grandma, my granny, my papa, and all these other people, they're being affected. Well, listen to this. If you know you cannot defend yourself, you know that you could be squashed, don't go out attacking other people. All Israel has to do is to put the kibosh on this. Joe Biden is saying, I told Israel they need to stop this. Well, what have you told Hamas? Have you told them the same thing? Who started this? Hamas. They started lobbing these bombs into Israel. All Israel has to do is just say, we've had enough of this, and just obliterate them. I wouldn't give it a second thought. Well, children are being killed. Well, old people are being killed. Adults are being killed. And if the Palestinians are going to keep supporting groups like Hamas, What do you expect? We have tried to give these people everything to get peace in this region. I think President Trump came the closest. He was in office. We didn't have any of this. If they thought about it, he told them, you better think about it again, because if you do, this is what's going to happen. Now we have Joe Biden entering the stage illegally. They look at him and say, screw Joe Biden. He's an old fart. He's not going to do anything. And besides, we have people in the inside, the Trojan horse, Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib. So we can launch these attacks. And because America is trying to be so woke now, they'll agree with us. They'll push back and they'll say, oh, this is Israel's fault. But you guys started it. And if you don't want your people dying, if you don't want your children dying, then stop it. They're trying to protect their borders, just like we're trying to protect our borders. And who's fighting against it? The left. Who's fighting against Israel trying to protect their borders? The left. They're saying, hey, we need this peripheral area here so that you guys can't come over and attack. What has Hamas done? Well, they built an underground tunnel. Now think about this. All the money that they're getting, they're going to use it to build an underground tunnel to go and attack Israelis. You can give that money to some of the settlers. You can give that money to them and say, hey, move over here. You can have a palace. There's a lot of money in the Middle East. But why are they constantly telling these poor people, no, you've got to stay here and you've got to fight for this. You're losing your lives. Why do it? It makes absolutely no sense. At some point, this has to stop. Now, I'm not saying that Israel is in the clear because they've spied on the U.S., but they are our ally, and we have to stand by and support our allies. So all these song and dancing and cries and tears coming from Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of the Trojan Horse Brigade, screw them. And what we've got to keep an eye on is that in our middle states, you have a huge population of radical Muslims that are forming there, and we need to keep our eyes on them. Now, some people will say, oh, that's racist, that's prejudice. No, it isn't. That's national security. Because if we keep having these people come here unchecked, we don't know what the heck they're saying in those mosques, we're going to regret it one day. I don't see Israelis coming here and blowing up the place. I don't see Israelis coming here and trying to blow up a subway, an airplane, or to knife our people. But within the past decade, how many homegrown Muslims have done this? How many have come from overseas with the intent of causing harm? Let's just face the facts. We haven't done anything to them. But they're going to come here and attack us, attack our subway systems, attack people that are walking along bike paths with trucks, try to blow up airplanes. I mean, just look at the facts. What did we do to them to cause them to do it? They become radicalized. So they come here to the States, and then they see all this fake propaganda that Israelis are bad. In the Western world, they're supporting them. Yeah, but what are you doing? You're the one who's trying to kill the country that you're living in, kill the people whose countries that you're living in. I don't care. I mean, this is the problem that we have here. People are afraid to talk truth to power. But when you have a group that's coming here and receiving all the benefits of the country, and then they want to turn their back on the country and try to kill people, destroy, no, I'm sorry. Keep them out. Keep a check on them.
Yeah, I could not agree anymore. I remember a time in this country where it was not controversial to insult terrorists, but now we have terrorist sympathizers in our own Congress. AOC, Tlaib, and the squad need to be held accountable for any attack on the Jewish community after these conflicts. I want to know, is the FBI investigating this, or are they too busy still prosecuting conservatives over January 6th? It's getting old, the double standard. AOC, Tlaib, and the squad are, like I said, borderline anti-Semitic. And Joe Biden is completely weak. He is not standing up to them. Instead, he has even called for a ceasefire from Israel, drawing to the pressure from the radical left. When President Trump lost, Israel lost. President Trump was a great ally with Israel. And President Biden is a disaster. He has no leadership qualities, and the whole world is watching him right now do nothing.
Absolutely no leadership qualities. And as you said, I remember the time also when we could go out and call out these terrorists and say that they were bad people. But now, oh no, there's a suffering, and they're just this. The moment we allow the Trojan horse to enter Congress, that was the biggest mistake. And as you said, the FBI, they're busy trying to prosecute some frat boy prank that took place on January 6th. Now, I'm sure there's some people saying, oh, that wasn't a frat boy prank. They tried to overthrow the government. You see all the videos with them attacking the police and doing this and doing that. That's 1 millisecond of a video that probably has 18 hours of recording. But they're only showing you 1 millisecond of it. Probably a little bit more than that, but I'm just being facetious.
With over 300,000 patriots there.
300,000 patriots. And they're showing you just one little section. Whereas if you look, you will see police saying, oh, come in and do this and do that. Do you ever see that on CNN? Do you ever see that on MSNBC, ABC, CBS? You don't see it. Does the Washington Post talk about it? No. New York Times? No. Or any of these other liberal outlets, do they talk about it? Absolutely not. The only thing they show you are the people on the outside, whereby the Capitol Police are trying to like disband them and say, hey, you got to leave, you got to do that. But they don't show you the real picture as to what happened. They don't want to talk about the white woman who was killed, Ashley Babbitt. They don't want to talk about that. They want to just gloss right over that. Right now, you have over 100 people sitting in jail waiting for a trial. And they say that it's an insurrection. Well, why is it that the individuals that are sitting there waiting for a trial have not been charged with insurrection? They were charged with illegal trespassing, disorderly conduct. But none of them have been tried for or are charged with insurrection. Why is that? Why is it that the media will not tell you that? People, I'm telling you, you have to wake up because they are lying to you. Our government, unfortunately, is lying to you. And some of you will say, yeah, but remember Trump, he was in office and those were 4 years. But what you fail to realize is that before he got into office, there were 8 years of a Democrat president. So he was able to fill a lot of positions with liberals. Once Trump came in, Trump couldn't get rid of those individuals because they were protected under the Civil Service Act or what have you. So their jobs were in place. So of course they're going to work against President Trump and everything that he did. So you've got to understand your government. Got to understand what's happened. And it is unfortunate that our government has become weaponized and they're trying to destroy individuals on the right or anyone that does not think the way they think. Look it up for yourself. Connect the dots, because what's happening now, it will affect you later on down the line.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you, let's just keep on moving down the line with these Democrats and some of the things they're up to. From my home state of Illinois, this Mayor Lightfoot, she gives de Blasio a run for his money as being worst mayor in America. Apparently, she likes white people to date. She has a white girlfriend, so that's all good, fine and dandy to date white women. But when it comes to giving interviews to white journalists, she says she is done. She will only give interviews to people of color for now on, she is claiming. Can you believe this, Rob? A mayor in the third largest city in America is admitting that she is going to discriminate against white people and only take interviews from people of color.
I believe it. Absolutely, I believe it. And there's no pushback. People are accepting this. And here's the scary thing about it, because what's happening is that we're reverting back to the days of segregation, thinking this is okay, she can do this, because for too long, they've always went to white reporters, they've always allowed them to ask questions. And yeah, that's happened. And why has that happened? Who were the people in charge? Liberals, Democrats. They were doing this. They could have at any point changed it up and said, we're not going to do it. But they decided to do it. So now you have the mayor of one of the world's, well, the country's largest city, third largest city, saying that, oh, I'm not going to talk to white people. I'm only going to get people of color. Look at the example that she's setting for our children. And I will say to all of you woke white liberals that are okay with this, you're stupid and you're dumb and you shouldn't be in this country. Yes, I said it. And I feel sorry for your children. And if Child Protective Services wasn't so biased and political, they would come in and remove your children from the home. Because what you're doing is that you're creating a generation of kids that will have psychological problems, that will always have to go to a psychiatrist and a psychologist. And maybe that's what they want, to keep them in business so that they can keep charging people. Oh, you have this problem. Oh, what happened? Why do you think that? You're making people feel as if though they're less than a human being. And they're starting out at very young ages, this indoctrination. How this day and age, 2021, a mayor is going to come out and say that she's not going to take questions unless the person is a minority, but not from whites. And no one blinks. We just move on. Oh, okay. She shouldn't be in that position. She should not be in that position. Meanwhile, her backyard, every weekend, blacks are being killed. Blacks are being attacked, harmed by other blacks. Republicans, conservatives, what the heck are you doing? It's okay to call it out because it is true. I say, oh, you say Black Lives Matter, but look at Chicago. Okay, look at Chicago with a Black lesbian mayor. What is she doing? Absolutely nothing. What are conservatives doing? Absolutely nothing. We should be in the community now, telling people who we are and talking to them, engaging them, looking for candidates to groom a candidate that could run against the likes of Lori Lightfoot. But the only thing we want to do is point out the obvious. We see that, but what are you doing? What is the solution? We know that Barack Obama isn't going to do anything, so we definitely shouldn't look for him to do anything. But conservatives can do something. You can start forming grassroots campaigns to run candidates, to go against these racist liberal people like Lori Lightfoot. When she ran and was elected, I thought, no change in Chicago. What changes have there been?
She's been worse than Rahm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What changes has she made other than the fact they switched out a Jewish white man and put in a lesbian Black woman? But what has changed? Look at the riots that they had the spring and summer of 2020. What exactly has changed in this large, predominantly blue city? Nothing has changed, just the gender. And of course, they don't even look at gender now. I mean, this is sad. Look, our country is falling down around us because we're creating problems. Martin Luther King said content of character. He never said the content of the gender. He never said content of color. He said content of character. I would like to think that he believed those words and he just wasn't saying them because they sound so eloquent. And even if he didn't believe them, he spoke. And those are the words that kept the civil rights movement at the forefront. But when you look at what is happening now, and I'm not going to even say that it's reverse racism, it's just racism, it's plain and simple. And white liberals who seem to be oblivious are just there saying, oh, okay, you can talk about my kids, you can make my kids feel bad. Conservatives should be pushing back mightily and hardly to say, this has got to stop. We cannot allow this to go forward because we're destroying the country, plain and simple, destroying the country, Andrew.
Yeah, and you know what's such a shame, Rob, is people can go on AmericaOutloud.com and go to the After Dark show and look at our archives, and we have interviewed some brilliant Black candidates. We interviewed Laverne Spicer. She's a fantastic candidate from Florida. Pastor Brian Hawkins was affected by Joe Biden and Bill Clinton's crime bill. He's turned his life around. He's a pastor now. Another fantastic story. Joe Collins, the list goes on and on. We've interviewed all these great candidates, and they are having such a hard time getting elected, and yet the left keeps electing people like Lori Lightfoot, which are just a complete disgrace. That is such a shame to see that people like that can get elected, yet these brilliant Black minds like we've had on our show are failing to get support from the GOP and to get into office.
It's horrible because you have people like, what's her name? Who's at the helm of the GOP? Rona McDaniel. I think she's planning on running herself, so I hear. But again, we're not saying to vote for these candidates because they're Black. We're not saying to vote for them because of their gender. We're saying vote for the candidates because they possess the values of conservatism, the values of conservatism that many Americans believe in. If you were to stop and just think, sanctity of the family, jobs, equal rights, fairness. Now, yes, Republicans have problems, but both sides have problems, the left and the right. But when you look at the left and you look at what they're doing, they're demonizing us as Americans and saying that we're evil, we didn't get it right. Well, what country has gotten it right? People always want to go back to slavery. Well, what country didn't have slavery? Yeah, but the United States. Okay, again, what country didn't have slavery? What country didn't go in, conquer a country, and then make the people slaves? The United States isn't beyond that, but I guess people thinking, well, you know, but it was supposed to be founded. We left England and we wanted to do our own thing. Yeah, but now you have people talking about the 1619 Project and they're trying to screw that up and say, well, no, it wasn't about leaving England. So when does it stop? When does it stop? Well, the history that our kids are being taught right now, it isn't the real history. I agree. There's a lot more that should be put into history. There are a lot of individuals that made our history the way it is. But you don't destroy what you got to go off and look at something that some radical has created. It doesn't work that way. You have to sit down, you have to think and say, okay, this is what we want to include and this is what we want to do. But in doing so, we're not going to tear down one group of people so that years later, they're having problems and then we have to build them back up again. It just doesn't work that way. So we have these candidates that are out there that are running, and I would implore you to give them a look. Go to America Out Loud and go to After Dark with Rob and Andrew and listen to our podcast, because we've had a lot of them to come on and to tell you what their positions are. We have to start somewhere, as opposed to these professional politicians that get absolutely nothing done, that have been there for a long time and have done nothing at all. But at the same time, conservative brothers and sisters and Republicans, you have got to get out there in the community. We had a guest on the other day, Bianca, and she was talking, Bianca Gracia, and she was saying how she started her grassroots campaign in Texas and how she was telling the GOP, hey, there are conservatives in my community, but don't think you're going to reach them by bringing a white woman or white man to stand in front of them and talk conservative values. It's not like that. You have got to get Hispanic in front of them to talk those values. Once you've done that, then you can introduce someone who's white. And I agree with her wholeheartedly, because I've been saying this for the longest on our show. There are black people that are conservatives, but we have got to get into those communities and talk to them and say, hey, this is who this person is. Again, no one is perfect, but you've got to start somewhere, because the lay of the land is changing. The geographical of our setup is changing. Our voting registration is changing. Voters are changing. And if we want to win this thing, we have got to diversify, and we've got to make certain that we have as many people as possible out there speaking to constituents that we want to vote for us. Otherwise, we're going to lose. We're going to lose every time.
Absolutely. And you guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. And as always, you can download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all of the great shows. We will be back with more on CIA and military wokeism, the January 6th Commission, and a lot more on After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed our cells. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell. Founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's HealthyCell.com. HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
It was a vision that gave birth to a unique multimedia platform that would combine classic talk radio, great writers, and memorable podcasts and videos. AmericaOutLoud.com is a conservative leader in a field that is predominantly run by far-left progressive globalists. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Okay, Andrew, we're back, and we're just getting started. I mean, there's so much to cover here. And what I want to start the second half of the show off with is this whole thing, CRT, also known as critical race theory. I've looked at this. I've studied this. I've turned it over, trying to make, you know, get some understanding out of it. And from what I could see in my analysis is that this is just racism 101. Racism 101 that they're trying to make look sexy. And of course, when you try to make something look sexy, people will stop and they will listen and they will wonder, what is it? It's extremely important to know that this CRT has been around for quite some time. It's only now, or only now do we see that it's making its way, or has made its way, in many parts of our society, in the military, in corporate America, and in our schools. It's very dangerous that it's starting showing up in our schools, at the elementary level, this is how they're able to indoctrinate our kid into thinking that one side or one group is better than the other. Not only that, it is at the beginning stages that they're trying to turn our kids into little activists. Look at the election when Donald Trump became president. They allowed kids to take off from school to protest, and they weren't going to count it as a day missed. They allowed kids to take off from school if they had to deal with this and, you know, internalize what just happened. What do you mean what just happened? One side lost, the other side won. Every 4 years, we go through this. But they're making your kids think, no, this is not what happened. What happened is there was a complete takeover of the bad people, indoctrination. So this critical race theory deal, it is no different. It is the exact same thing, having kids to think that white people are bad because look at what they did to black and brown people. Look at what they're doing to them right now. Oh, really? Well, let's just look at the whole history holistically and look and see what happened. When you had brown people, the Moors that went around conquering all of Europe, what happened? Why aren't we talking about that? These are the lies that they're pushing. These are the lies that have to be stopped. And any school that is teaching critical race theory should be shut down. Any government institution that is pushing that should be shut down. Unfortunately, you have it in our military. I was looking the other day, Lloyd Austin, I think he's the Secretary of Defense. He has elected this guy, Bishop Garrison. Okay, now when you have a name like that, Bishop Garrison, who's in politics, beware. But this guy is going around and he's saying that we need to look at our military because anyone that supports Trump is a racist, is white supremacy, a white supremacist. Now you're probably saying that makes absolutely no sense. And you're right, it makes absolutely no sense. But this guy, Bishop Garrison, who is a top advisor for Lloyd Austin, our Secretary of Defense, is going in and trying to weed out the white supremacists. He's asking questions. Who did you vote for? Okay, he voted for Trump. We got to get him out of here. This has no place in our military, folks. It has no place in the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense is supposed to protect the country. Why aren't they looking at China? Why aren't they looking at what China is doing? But see, they have us off on a wild goose chase. We're not focusing on that. We're thinking, oh, this is great because you're getting all those people that supported for Trump and they're getting them out of there. Folks, don't be deceived. You're being played. There are bigger things that we need to be focusing on. As we said earlier, we need to be looking at the origins of the China virus. We don't have time to look at, okay, you voted for Trump, so you're a bad person. You can vote for whomever you want to vote for. That's the way the country is set up. That's the way the country is built. That's the way it's supposed to be in our Constitution. But you see, they're telling you that's not it. Because if you voted for this person, you're bad. We've got to get you out. Corporations are doing the same thing. We want to make certain that you try not to be so white. Well, what other color are you supposed to be if you're born white? Then if you try to act another way, they'll say, oh, that's culture misappropriation. You can't do that. It's a no-win situation. But they keep throwing these things out there, Andrew, making us think or making our kids think, oh, this is nice. This is sexy. CRT, critical race theory. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to take notes as to, I think I was being too white that day. I'm going to try to change that. Okay, so you're being too white that day. Do you want to try to be too black? Too Asian? I mean, I can't figure it out, but it makes absolutely no sense. These are the things that we have got to start pushing back on. And when we find out that they're trying to teach this garbage in our schools, we have to shut it down. When we find out that our taxpaying dollars are being used to openly discuss this in the military, we have got to push back and stop it. What do you say, Andrew?
Yeah, what I see happening in this country is the media and the Democrats, they're being successful in their goal of making a lot more white people dislike black people that did not dislike black people before. And they've made a lot of black people dislike white people that did not dislike white people before. Just what we see in the media every day is this narrative of this divide and that white people are so racist and they're bad and just always going after the white man. And it's just divide instead of bring people together, like I believe President Trump was making great steps towards until the George Floyd incident happened. I mean, you had the record low unemployment for the black community, the First Step Act, school choice. President Trump was doing a lot of things to bring the white and black community together, finally in America. And then the media and the Democrats have done all they can to turn that around and keep the two groups at each other's throat. It's just a real shame.
It is a real shame, and it's by design. This is what they want to do, to create this drama, to make people think that, no, we're better, we're doing a much better job, when in actuality, when you look at it, Trump did more to bring the groups together than even Barack Obama, the first Black president, who had not one term, but two terms. And what is Barack Obama doing now? He is still trying to create a wedge with his, oh, you know, I'm a Black man. I couldn't do this when I was in office because had I done this, they would have done that to me. Done what to you? You had a Democrat Congress and Senate, man. What are you talking about? You had two Black attorney generals. And I talk about this all the time because I don't think people understand it. I don't think liberals understand it. And Andrew, quite frankly, I don't think some conservatives understand it. I don't believe the conservatives are aware that this man, Obama, had two terms, two Black attorney generals. He could have very easily gone in and said, okay, our justice system isn't right. Let's look at it, let's analyze it, and let's make some changes. Whereas some years later, Tim Scott, a Black senator, comes out and says, we need to reform some things in our system, our criminal justice system. And what happens? Kamala Harris, the so-called Black vice president, female, Cory Booker, and a lot of the others push back and say, no, we don't want to do this. What do you mean you don't want this? We're talking about reform, police reform, criminal justice reform. And you guys push back on it so that you could keep Joe Biden's 1994 criminal bill on the books that was impartial to Blacks? They're not serious about this. They're not serious about it at all. They don't want peace. They don't want things to be fair, just like in Israel and Hamas. Hamas does not want peace with Israel. So the left does not want peace with the right. They don't want peace with the races. They want to keep playing the race card. And as we said before, it is time to cancel the race card with all of its perks and benefits, because a lot of people have been indebted to it, and it has done absolutely nothing at all. And not only race, but we can even look at the gender. This whole, I'm binary, I'm non-binary, I'm this, I'm that. Folks, pull down your pants. I'm getting kind of explicit here. So if your children are still up, please put them to bed. Pull down your pants. Pull down your underwear. What you see is what you get. Okay? If it's a penis, you're a male. If it's a vagina, you're a female. No in-betweens. Now, you can call yourself something else, but as the left says, follow the science. That's what you are. I'm sorry. That's it. Now, you might feel as if though I'm a female or I'm a male. I hear what you're saying. I would ask that you go into counseling, because right now the left keeps saying, go to counseling, go to counseling. Go to counseling and talk about it. But there is no need to and try to change the sex of a child simply because the child is saying, oh, I don't want to be a little girl. I'm a boy. Or I don't want to be a little boy. I'm a girl. Kids say that, but they're not at the age of reason. So why would you as a parent want to immediately change their sexual orientation? Why would you want to change not only that, but change their gender? Instead, well, I'm going to treat this like a little girl. I'm going to treat this like a little boy. We have parents that are rearing children that should not be. We have parents that need to see a psychiatrist and a psychologist. Now, please hear me and hear me clearly. I am not talking against gay people, not at all. But I am talking against trying to change a child's sexuality because you want to have some exotic kid. You want to create your own child. Well, I wanted a boy and I got a girl, so I'm going to treat the girl like a boy. It's okay. I can do that. No, it's not okay. This has to stop. And we need to start following and hearing the readings of conservative psychologists and psychiatrists, because they're there, but their voices are being suppressed. Why? Well, the people that control big publishing companies happen to ascribe to the liberal school of thought, and it's unfortunate. You had the other day Twitter censoring an Italian prime minister simply because he said men can't have babies. Well, I'm going to say it. Men can't have babies. Now, I'm not on Twitter. They've kicked me off 3 times, and I think they did it because they're racist. I'm Black, and the people at the top of Twitter happens to be white. So I would wish the woke police would go after Twitter because they keep kicking a Black man off for having free thoughts. Okay? But again, men can't have babies. Men can't have periods. Period. And if someone is telling you that, they need to see a psychiatrist. Yeah. Simple as that.
And the sad thing is, instead of sending them to counseling, a lot of them are joining the military now. These new Biden administration military ads are a complete embarrassment for our country. I seen one recently, someone put together a Russian military ad and clipped it right next to one of the new American military ads, and it was a complete embarrassment. The Russian military ad, it shows the guys on the battlefield putting on their green beret, shooting the enemy, things like that. And then you get to the American military ad and you have a girl going, "I'm a girl that was raised by two moms. I've been fighting for freedom for my whole life." It's just a total joke. This perversion and perversion that they're pushing on society is just pathetic, and I am so sick and tired of it. These woke military ads are making our military an embarrassment, and they want to push science experiments onto our soldiers. It's just really sad, Rob.
You know, a while ago you were trying to say it, but you got choked up as to what you really wanted to say. Brother, you just gotta say it and call it the way it is. I know that, you know, we try to parse our words because I don't want to offend, but look, if I'm offending you, hey, I'm trying to help you. The military is not a place to go to find out your sexuality or your gender. You got your gender when you were born. And some of these individuals are going to the military thinking, "I'll go there and I'll tell them that I'm this, Chelsea Manning and Bradley Manning," or whatever he called himself, "and then I'll have a sex change." My taxpayer dollars should not be going toward having a sex change for you in the military or in the prison system. Not at all. If you want that, you need to save your nickels and dimes and have that on your own. "Well, if I have it, I'll feel better. Otherwise, I'm going to commit suicide." Well, you need to see a psychologist, see a psychiatrist, so they can talk you off the ledge. Only in America are we dealing with this. You look at the ad from Russia. You look at China. China is telling their man, "You need to toughen up." But we're here saying, "Oh no, male toxic. You're too manly. You're too this and you're too that. Everybody can sleep with everyone." You had this designer not too long ago, Tom Ford. He had written an article, I think, for Vanity Fair, and the New York Post was talking about it. And he said, again, if there are children that are listening to this, please put them to bed because I'm about to get explicit. But Tom Ford recommended that every man should have a penis shoved up their butt. Excuse me? If that's what you prefer, that's on you. But to say that every man should have this to happen, again, they're trying to make this seem as if though, it's commonplace. You have this knucklehead, Harry Styles, wearing a purse and all this other flamboyant stuff, and he's walking around saying, "Oh, this is me, this is this." Okay, Harry, if that's what you want, that's fine. There's nothing against it. But trying to say this is how men should be, I don't think so. You have the former Bachelor who recently said, "Oh, I'm gay." He wants to come out and define or redefine masculinity. No, I don't think so. You stay on your own side, stay in your own lane, okay? You don't need to define anything. And truth be told, Andrew, I have some gay associates. They look down on a lot of these people that are so flamboyant and trying to push this agenda that, oh, we're all sexless and we can sleep sexless and we can sleep with this person or that person. They look down on it. And something else that I found interesting is that one of them even said, "You want to see racism? Well, you look at how we're white men treat queer black men. That's the ultimate racism." But we're coming up on June, and we're going to have the Pride Parade. And what are they doing? They now want to discriminate against the police. "We don't want the police here because we don't feel safe." Oh, really? Okay, with all the crime that's taking place in New York City right now, you don't want the police to march in the Pride Parade or to even chaperone the Pride Parade. I say have at it. Don't go. And if anyone gets hurt, hey, that's your fault. Shame on you. The poster child for the gays right now, Billy Porter, he came out and said, "Oh, I have HIV. Okay, Billy, fine. I don't care. But you trying to play the fairy godmother in Cinderella? Is it Cinderella? Yeah. Are you serious? Why can't we just leave it as a female? And if you want to be a fairy something, just be the fairy godman. Why do you want to walk around in a dress to say it's okay for men to wear dresses? I mean, I don't get it. And this is how they're trying to reshape our society and make it seem as if though it's okay. I'm not saying that it's wrong, but trying to push it on everyone, making kids think at a young age, the indoctrination, that you can do this. Name one female, one real female, who wants their significant other to walk down the streets with them and a dress while they have a dress on. Name one. One female that say, oh, that's okay. I want one female who says, oh, my boyfriend, he sleeps around with my brother, and I'm okay with that. Or he sleeps around with this person. Name one. Now, on the other side, you want to tell a guy, okay, my girlfriend sleeps with this girl. The guy might say, oh, really? Can I watch? Okay. I don't know. Manica, I get, they're crazy. But again, this goes back to masculinity. How they're trying to destroy masculinity and make it all soapy and syrupy. And these men that are okay with this, like Gabrielle Union's husband, I can't think of the guy's name, Dwayne Wade, you gotta stop. Just stop it. We want to love everybody. But trying to push your ideas and your beliefs on someone else, well, someone would say to me, oh, well, you're trying to push your beliefs on me by saying that men shouldn't wear dresses. I never said that. I said you trying to dictate or insinuate or to say they should, that's what's wrong. Kids that are being born and you're telling the kid, oh, yeah, you can wear a dress. You should wear a dress. That's wrong. And it's dangerous.
I'll say it. Men shouldn't wear dresses.
Now, hey, I didn't say it. So don't send me those hate mails. Send it to Andrew. Men should not wear dresses. They're uncomfortable. I mean, like, oh, my God. I don't know what's happening to our society, Andrew. It's crazy. It is crazy. I mean, I can't see myself waking up and, oh, I'm going to put on pantyhose and a dress and I'm going to walk down the streets. Even women don't want to wear dresses. So Billy Porter, and you wear your dress on the award shows and all this other stuff. I will say this for Billy Porter. He does have a nice voice. I saw a play once in New York City. It was Bye Bye Birdie or something. And the guy can sing. Now, I've heard him sing recently. I don't know what happened to his voice. Like, okay, Billy, you need to go practice. But, you know, he sings extremely well. But, you know, this what he's trying to push now and up in your face, I don't like that at all. Not my cup of tea. Not at all. So what else is going on here?
We got to talk about Letitia James and what's going on in your state, New York State. We know she's investigating President Trump, but what's not being talked about as much from the mainstream media, unless if maybe you turn it to Fox, is that Governor Cuomo's investigation is kicking into gear. We are now finding out that he was giving COVID tests to his family members well before the general population was able to get COVID tests. So he was giving preferential treatment to his family, which is against the law, and has also been added to the Andrew Cuomo investigation that his administration hid the number of seniors that died in nursing homes. We believe that there was at least 15,000 seniors that died on his watch. But then you've got Letitia James, the media is talking about constantly the last few days, investigating President Trump and his taxes. They've been going after President Trump and his taxes for, what is it, over 5 years now, and they've came up short. You remember the time Rachel Maddow released his partial tax return on her show? Yeah, they found out that he actually paid way more in taxes than they thought that he did. It totally blew up in their face on that one. But what do you think of Letitia James and her investigation into President Trump and her investigation on Andrew Cuomo?
It's all political. It's all political because she wants to be the next governor. First, again, identity politics, the first female governor of New York, the first black female governor of New York, because we had a black governor. The guy's name was David something. He was blind. He got it by default after one governor, Elliot Spitzer, was kicked out for paying for prostitutes. So she wants to be the first black female governor of New York. And I would say buyer beware. Democrats have not done anything constructive whenever they've gotten to the top. And when you're the first at anything, they certainly don't do anything of constructive. Look at Barack Obama. What significant did Barack Obama do as the first black president other than have the title as being the first black president? I can name some things that he did to mess up the country, like the races, but other than that, it was lackluster. So Letitia James going after Cuomo, who backed her for that position, I mean, I don't know if she's going to be, you know, really go in on him. In my opinion, the investigation should be over with by now. But of course, Cuomo is very savvy, and he'll put up with all these, well, I did this because of that, this, blah, 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 blah. But it's all political. And when things are done from a political view, it's not done effectively, in my opinion. She's going after Donald Trump. She's going to be working with Cy Vance to go after the Trump administration. I mean, not the administration, but the Trump organization. All this is being done because they're afraid that Trump might run again. But if no one likes Trump, Why would you be afraid that he might run again? Because he won't get the votes. Well, they know that he could possibly get the votes and they won't be able to steal the election as they did previously. So they have to do everything in their power to damage Trump. Again, this is all political. And it is unfortunate, and I blame the conservatives, Republicans, for not running candidates out there that could go against her. Because if you had a strong, viable candidate that could challenge her, she would be too busy trying to focus on, wait a minute, I got to make certain that I do the right thing. Otherwise, they're going to take me down and they're going to defeat me. This is what we need, and we don't have it. We need to have strong politicians to go up against these corrupt Democrats. I mean, Letitia, she clearly just wants to make a name for herself. And I will say also to anyone, if you put a company under a microscope and you throw all of your resources behind trying to find something, you're going to find something. And you can blow it up and make it seem as though it was the worst thing possible. Case in point, Hunter Biden. During the election, we were told there's no there there. There's nothing to see. He did nothing wrong. The laptop isn't his. Because no one was focusing in on it. The media didn't want to talk about it. Twitter shut down the New York Post when they did an article on it, only to find out later on that he has been under investigation. The laptop was his. And on that laptop are some very scurrilous things that involve prostitution and possibly kid pornography. But what is the media doing? Oh, don't look at this. We're going to allow him to speak at a university about the biased media. We're going to allow him to keep making money from China. They don't want to put that microscope on him. They want him to keep doing what he's doing while they attack the Trump children. And I'm going to say this because I'm so sick and tired of people telling me, well, the Trump children, they're not perfect and they've done this and they've done that. Okay, why haven't they been arrested? Not that the media, not that the legal system isn't going to try. Oh, well, they've had interaction with China and they've done this, but they did it legally. These are billionaire children that can stand the test of time. You can put the microscope on them and you can say, wow, they have not been in drugs. They have not been running around doing all this other crazy stuff. But all these other rich kids that happen to be liberals have done everything under the sun. So Letitia James, you need to focus on what's really happening. Why haven't you come out and told us how many blacks were killed of the 15,000 nursing homes affected by COVID? Because you guys said that it affects more black people than white people. So I want a breakdown of that number. How many of the 15,000 were black? How many were Asian? How many were white? He should have already stepped down, but he's not going to, he being Cuomo, because he knows this is a liberal state.
Yeah, I was reading, in fact, that he plans on running to make his fourth term as New York State governor. How do you think that would work if Cuomo runs for governor again, and then you have Letitia James, who's actively investigating him, if she throws her ring into the hat and runs for governor as well? That would be quite interesting to see what would happen there.
I would like to see that happen. If he were to throw his hat into the ring and there were no other Democrats to challenge him, I could very well see him winning because the bulk of the votes are coming from New York City. And these people are as liberal as the day is long. They see that the city is falling down around them. They see the crime. They see people being slashed. But here's the thing. A lot of the crime is being committed in black and brown neighborhoods. White people, white liberals, they're away from it. And if it starts affecting them, they'll just go to the suburbs. The Upper East Side, they don't have to worry about it. The West Side, they don't have to worry about it. Financial District, where I am, they don't have to worry about it as much. Mm-hmm. But when you go looking at those black neighborhoods in Brooklyn and the Bronx, that's where you see the crime. So yeah, they would vote for him within a heartbeat. Now, if Letitia were to throw her hat into the ring, I would love to see that because then it would be a battle to the death. And I would like to see blacks and whites take sides as to who's going to support Letitia, who's going to support Cuomo. And I would guarantee you a lot of blacks would come out and support Cuomo. And then Letitia would say, racism. They don't want me because of racism. They don't want me because I'm a woman. It's like, please, maybe they don't want you because he paid them off. Maybe they don't want you because they don't like what you were doing to him. But I doubt seriously it's because you're a black woman. Not at all.
Yeah. I'm old enough to remember when Democrats were calling for Joe Biden to step down after he had already won the Democrat primary and to let Andrew Cuomo take his place. We are a long ways from that. And Cuomo's really fallen from grace a great deal in the past year. I don't think that we will be seeing him run for national office anytime soon. Do you think that ship has sailed, Rob?
You never can tell with Democrats. I mean, they're resilient, and if they have no other candidate, the media will get behind them. I mean, like you said, look at Joe Biden. When he came out, he stumbled out. Initially, they were like, oh, he's a person who could do it. But then when they realized, wait a minute, this guy is not altogether there. He's lost it. And they started saying, we need someone else. Maybe when we get to the convention, we'll put Cuomo there. But then at the same time, they knew that Cuomo, that there was some dirt coming out on Cuomo. They were completely aware of what Cuomo was doing with
Absolutely.
The nursing homes. They knew about it. They knew that he was doing what he was doing with these women. They always know about it. But they were looking at, can he overcome it? Will he? Won't he? So right now, look at him. I mean, he seems to be Teflon Cuomo. If he is able to survive this, he will run again, and he will possibly win, because liberals don't look at the law. They're completely oblivious to the law. That's how Joe Biden was able to get in. They chose to look over the fact that he's a senile old man. They decided to look over the fact that Kamala, before they could cast the first vote for her in the primaries, dropped out because she wasn't polling well. And then all at once, they decided to reinvent her. It's the same Kamala Harris who said that Joe was a racist, whom now we're finding out that Joe's wife, Dr. Jill Biden, had some pretty nasty words to say to Kamala, with one of them starting with, go F yourself, because you don't know what Joe has done. But now they're supposed to be, seeing kumbaya, and she's the VP who refuses to go to the border, because she knows that it is a disaster, the VP who's doing her own thing, the VP whom they're trying to groom to be the president and step into Joe's shoes. And I got to tell you this, Andrew, and I called this from day one. If she thinks that she's going to be able to step in those shoes and them to cart Joe out of the way without Dr. Jill putting up a fight, she's got another thing coming, because I don't think Jill likes her, because Jill remembers what she did during the primaries.
Right.
I think this goes back to an old Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan, Barbara Bush type scenario. I don't think Jill likes the VP, but time will tell.
Yeah, as bad as Biden's been and as absent as he's been from the press, Harris has been even worse. She has yet to even give a single press conference on the border issue, which she is in charge of, that is spiraling out of control. Wow, what a big show tonight. We talked about a lot. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out on all the other great shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who celebrated its 5th anniversary. A redone website. It looks great. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, or Stitcher. We will see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.